Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we're going to be paying tribute to one of the great producers in the world of jazz, Bob Teal, who passed away about a couple of weeks ago. And we're going to start off this afternoon with another giant in jazz, Jerry Mulligan, who passed away around the same time, early February. We're going to be listening to some of my favorite tracks featuring Jerry Mulligan. I know that there's been a lot of tributes on the airwaves lately regarding the music of Jerry Mulligan, so we're going to take a different approach here. We're going to start off with an LP that Barry Manilow did back in the mid-80s, and it's a great... Shelly Manns on drums, Billy Mays is on piano, Jerry Mulligan is on baritone sax, and wait till you hear him. Glorious, glorious sound that he gets. So we're going to start off with a track called What Am I Doing Here? This is the music of Jerry Mulligan as we feature Bob Teal and Jerry Mulligan on In Transition.
Just brings back memories, and the last thing I need is memories. I should be moving on. What am I doing here? Now that you've really gone, why can't I dry these tears? But been like this, just living in yesterdays, but there's so much I miss and so much that I still can't face. If there's a chance for me, I just can't see it now. All I see is what can't be, and all I see is no way. I should be moving on. What am I doing here? Now that you've really gone, why can't I dry these tears? But oh, the years we had here in this house. Thank you.
That was Barry Manilow. It's one of those albums that just keeps going on, and a beautiful way to introduce the sound of Jerry Mulligan. He was featured prominently on that last number that we heard from Barry Manilow's album called Paradise Cafe. Well, Jerry Mulligan was born Gerald Joseph Mulligan, April 6, 1927, in New York City. He was arguably the best-known baritone sax player in jazz, and he grew up in Philadelphia and got some early recognition as a writer. Mulligan never had any problem with the cumbersome baritone sax. He always had that rich, full sound and displayed a great range of tone and ideas. He had songs recorded by Gene Krupa way back in 1947 and Claude Thornhill in 1948. He also played in both bands on alto sax. Later on, towards the end of the 1940s, early 50s, he joined the Miles Davis Band, and it was then that he switched to baritone. And he was one of the participants in the seminal Cool recordings that proved extremely influential in forging an alternative to bop. Well, we're going to listen to a recording that Jerry Mulligan made with Dave Brubeck, and this is one of my favorite albums when I was growing up. It's called The Dave Brubeck Trio and Jerry Mulligan Live at the Berlin Philharmonic. And we're going to listen to a composition written by Jerry Mulligan. It's called Lullaby of Mexico.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a lullaby. Well, I'm going to sing. Thank you.
music from the great Dave Brubeck and, of course, the late Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax. Some very, very fine playing on that song. It was written by Jerry Mulligan, and it's called Lullaby of Mexico. Well, this past week, many, many people celebrated Valentine's Day, and I thought we'd listen to Jerry Mulligan's version of My Funny Valentine. And this features Mulligan on baritone sax, Art Farmers on trumpet, some beautiful, beautiful trumpet work here. Normally, most people would associate My Funny Valentine with Chet Baker, but I think Art Farmer does a wonderful job of just playing the notes and just conveying the feeling of being a Valentine. Bill Crow's on bass and Dave Bailey's on drums. This is a recording that was made in late December, early January, 1958-59, and this is Jerry Mulligan's version of My Funny Valentine.
Thank you. On March 20th, 1883, Jan Matsleger patented the first successful shoe-lasting machine. Matsleger was born in Suriname of a Dutch father and black mother. He developed his device while working in a shoe factory in Lynn, Massachusetts. The machine increased productivity from 3 to 14 times over hand methods and led to concentration in the industry. This black fact is from the book, Black Firsts, 2,000 Years of Extraordinary Achievements by Jesse Carney Smith. CHUO-FM commemorates Black History Month with Black Notes, special programming from February 1st to 29th on 89.1 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to present our latest discovery, CHUO's Radio Bingo. Notice its ostentatious persona, with total prize winnings of up to $3,500. Can you blame it? And how about its practical side? You can play in the comfort of your own home. CHUO's Radio Bingo, Mondays at 7 p.m. on 89.1 FM.
Fly By Night features a wide spectrum of exciting and innovative highlights from the world of modern jazz. Join us on alternate Monday nights from 12 to 2 for an insider's look at the musicians and their landmark recordings that shaped the music and made jazz what it is today. That's Fly By Night on CHUO FM 89.1 with your host Dave Mock on alternate Mondays from midnight to 2.
That was music from an album simply entitled Lionel Hampton Presents the Music of Charles Mingus, and it was released on the Who's Who and Jazz label. These were LPs that were released back in the mid to late 70s, and the song that we just heard was called Peggy's Blue Skylight. And featured on this album, we've got Bob Nellums on piano, Mingus is on bass, Danny Richmond on drums, of course, Lionel Hampton on vibes, Jerry Mulligan is featured on baritone sax and soprano sax, Ricky Ford on tenor sax, Paul Jeffrey also handling tenor sax, Jack Wailwraith on trumpet, as well as Woody Shaw. We've got Peter Matt on French horn, and the arranging was done by Paul Jeffrey. And again, that song that we just listened to was called Peggy's Blue Skylight. After playing around with Miles Davis's band towards the late 1940s, early 50s, he led similar groups to the Davis Orchestra in 51, 53, and 72. He also spent a year writing for Stan Kenton in that same year, but he attained his reputation for his work with a number of quartets in the 50s, particularly his 52, 53 group with trumpet player Chet Baker, plus other groups that he led with John Eardley, Bob Brookmeyer, and Zoot Sims. Mulligan also led a 12-piece unit for 3 years in the early 60s, and he spent 4 years with the Dave Brubeck Band. As a composer and arranger, Mulligan was famous for writing pieces that didn't include the piano and for leading ensembles that lacked either piano or guitar. His arrangements emphasized precision, swing, and a mild sound, with Mulligan usually opting for either two or three trumpets in his brass section rather than the customary four. He's also made some extraordinary albums working with people you wouldn't normally link with Jerry Mulligan, people such as alto sax great Johnny Hodges and tenor sax phenomenal musician Ben Webster. Jerry Mulligan unfortunately passed away around the beginning of February, and he will be sorely missed. And we're going to go out on our special this afternoon on Jerry Mulligan with a track that features Dave Samuels on vibes, Mike Santiago on guitar, the great late George DeVivier on bass, and Bob Rosengarten on drums. And this is a recording that Mulligan made for the LRC label, and the name of the song is called Taurus Moon, written by Jerry Mulligan. Thank you. That was music from baritone sax player Jerry Mulligan and a song that was written by him called Taurus Moon, and that's taken from a CD called Double Exposure. As we conclude our special this afternoon on the music of the late, great baritone sax player Jerry Mulligan. Well, another giant of jazz, he wasn't very well known for his instrumental playing, but for his production work, was Bob Thiele. Bob Thiele was an amateur clarinetist and jazz radio announcer before becoming the editor and publisher of Jazz Magazine from 1939 to 1941. Incidentally, Bob Thiele was born in 1922. From 1940 to 1948, he owned and operated the Signature record label, recording artists like Coleman Hawkins, pianist Art Hodes, clarinetist Pee Wee Russell, and James P. Johnson. He was also a director for Coral Records in the 50s, and he worked for both Dot Records and Roulette Records, that was owned by Morris Levy. In the late 60s, mid to late 60s actually, Thiele produced a number of albums on the Impulse label, in particular those of John Coltrane, Oliver Nelson, Reedman, Archie Shepp, and Pharoah Sanders. You'll find that these albums are readily available in your favorite record store. GRP Records has been reissuing a lot of the Impulse catalog, and if you have a chance to pick up any of them, they're well worth it. We're going to be surveying some of the Impulse releases that Bob Thiele did in fact produce, but we're going to start off with one of his labels. He had a label going for a while called Red Baron, and he had another one called Flying Dutchman, and this is one of my favorite albums. It's by vocalist Leon Thomas, and it's a very hard to find album. I don't even think you can get this album anymore. I don't think it's been released on CD. It's called Spirits Known and Unknown, and it features Cecil McBee, Richard Davis, Richard Landrum, Lonnie Liston-Smith on keyboards, James Spalding on flute and reeds, and Roy Haynes on drums. This is a marvelous, marvelous recording. In fact, I think this is the vocal version of Song for My Father that every other vocal version after was measured by, and you'll have a listen in just a couple of seconds. We're going to listen to Song for My Father by Leon Thomas, and it's a song written by Horace Silver, and most of us know the instrumental version of Song for My Father, but this is Leon Thomas, who I hear is not doing too well lately and is practically deaf. I believe he's still living in New York, but he's not doing too much at the moment. But let's listen to a recording that he made October 21st and 22nd, 1969, when there was a lot of uprising in the States, the war in Vietnam was going on, and Leon Thomas was singing Song for My Father.
If there was ever a man who was generous, gracious, and good, that was my dad, the man. A human being so true, he could live like a king, 'cause he knew the real pleasure in life to be devoted to, and always stand by me, so I'd be unafraid and free. If there was ever a man who was generous, gracious, and good, that was my dad, the man. Ooh.
there was ever a man who was generous, gracious, and good. That was my dad, the man. So true, he could live like a king, 'cause he knew the real pleasure in life, to be devoted to and always stand by me, so I'd be unafraid and free. If there was ever a man who was generous, gracious, and good, that was my dad, the man, the man.
Yeah.
That was another recording that was produced by Bob Thiel for the Impulse label. That was Max Roach and his chorus and orchestra, and the name of that album was called It's Time. And the song that we just heard was called Sunday Afternoon, and featured on this album, we've got Abby Lincoln on vocals, Richard Williams, Clifford Jordan, Julian Priester, Art Davis, Mal Waldron, and a host of others round out this beautiful recording that was made by Max Roach. And Max Roach is featured on drums and also on piano. And he also conducts this beautiful orchestra that's performing here on this recording called It's Time. And I'm not sure if it's released on CD yet, but it's certainly one of the high points for me of Max Roach's output during the 60s. Some great, great music. Well, we're going to turn our attention now to Pharoah Sanders, and he was a staple for the Impulse label, sometimes being compared to John Coltrane, having played with Coltrane on several recordings. But this one recording I'm going to play is very interesting. It's called Tauhid, T-A-U-H-I-D, and we're going to listen to a song written by Pharoah Sanders called Japan, and it features Sonny Sharrock on guitar, Dave Burrell on piano, Henry Grimes on bass, Roger Blank on drums, and Nat Bettis is on percussion. This was recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey on November 15th, 1966. And right after that, we're going to go to Peps, and we're going to listen to Yusef Lateef and a composition called The Magnolia Triangle. So here we go with Yusef Lateef and actually Pharoah Sanders and a song called Japan as we pay tribute to the late producer Bob Thiel. Thank you. From Pep's Lounge in Philadelphia, recorded on June the 29th, 1964. That was Youssef Lateef on various saxes there, flute, bamboo flute, tenor sax, chinay, oboe, and argoyle. And also we had Richard Williams on trumpet, Mike Nock on piano, or beautiful, beautiful pianist, Ernie Farrow on bass, and James Black on drums. And the name of that album is called Youssef Lateef, Live at Pep's. And we listened to a song written by James Black called The Magnolia Triangle. We're featuring this afternoon some of the productions that Bob Teal did for the Impulse label and several of the other labels that he worked for over his long and rather distinguished career. This next recording that I'm going to play for you is from December 21st, 1943, and it features Bill Coleman on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, Lester Young is on tenor sax, Ellis Larkin's on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Al Hall is on bass, and Joe Jones is on drums. And I'll just explain to you how these recordings came about. These first came out on the Signature label and then years later on Flying Dutchman. This is how Bob Teal explains it. I bought the original as they were issued, being in my late teens in Boston, spending nights at the Savoy Cafe and non-working day hours listening to records such as these. The man who recorded these sessions, Bob Teal, was in the Coast Guard at the time, and he was doing what he could only fantasize about, actually being part of the scene and even putting it on record. He's continued doing that up until his death about 2 weeks ago. But let's listen to this fine music from 1943, led by Lester Young. The name of the song is called I'm For It Too. Thank you. That was music from Lester Young from 1943. The name of the album is called Coleman Hawkins Lester Young Classic Tenors, and it was re-released on the Zillion label, Z-I-L-L-I-O-N, and produced by Bob Teal, as we celebrate the fine work that Bob Teal did over the years for several labels. Unfortunately, he passed away about a couple of weeks ago. And right now, we're going to continue with a beautiful recording that Freddie Hubbard did for the Impulse label back in 1962. Now, this was originally produced by Bob Teal, but the reissue was produced by the great Michael Koskuna of Mosaic fame. It was recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in New Jersey, July 2nd, 1962, and it features Louis Hayes on drums, Art Davis on bass, Tommy Flanagan on piano, beautiful sax work from John Gilmore, who made his name with the Sun Ra Orchestra. Curtis Fuller's on trombone, and of course, Freddie Hubbard blowing away on a fine trumpet there. We're going to listen to an original from Freddie Hubbard, and it's called Happy Times. We'll be right back. Beautiful music from Coleman Hawkins that was recorded December 8th, 1943. And it features Bill Coleman on trumpet, Andy Fitzgerald on clarinet, Ellis Larkins on piano, Al Casey on guitar, who's still swinging around and still, he's well into his 80s. And as far as I know, I was talking to his one of his publicists in New York, and he's still playing and still recording well into his mid-80s. Oscar Pettiford on bass and Shelley Mann is on drums. And again, that was taken from the CD called Classic Tenors, released on the Zillion label. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. We're going to continue now with a recording that was made by Gracken Moncure III. And he's a trombonist that was featured prominently on the Impulse label back in the 60s. This recording features Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Cecil McBee on bass, and Beaver Harris on drums. And this song is called Blue Free. Recorded live at the Village Gate, March 28th, 1965. That was Gracken Moncure III, and we listened to a composition of his entitled Blue Free. Well, we're going to move along now with a beautiful recording that Dizzy Gillespie did for the Impulse label. It's called Swing Low, Sweet Cadillac, and I think this is one of his best recordings that he made under Bob Thiel. It features James Moody on alto and soprano sax, also featured on flute, Mike Longo's on piano, Frank Schifano is on bass, and Candy Finch is on drums. Now, these recordings were made May 25th to the 26th of 1967, live at Memory Lane in Los Angeles, California. And the song that I've chosen to play this afternoon is a song called Masquinada. It's a song written by Jorge Ben, and it's a real cooker. So let's listen to the one and only Dizzy Gillespie. Thank you. music from Dizzy Gillespie and a song entitled Masquinada, and that was taken from an album called Swing Low, Sweet Cadillac. Well, as we conclude our tribute to the late producer Bob Thiel, I'm going to be playing now probably the most popular album that Bob Thiel ever produced, and I think certainly the most important recording. It was made on December 9th, 1964, and it's actually John Coltrane, and the name of the album is called A Love Supreme, and it features Jimmy Garrison on bass, McCoy Tyner on piano, and John Coltrane is on tenor sax. Listen to this beautiful recording again, as only Coltrane could play it, and Bob Thiel produced it. monumental recording from John Coltrane, produced by Bob Teal. And that was Resolution. That was part of the album Love Supreme. And if you don't have this one in your collection, it's a definite must-have. It's been available on CD for a little while now, and you might want to try picking it up. It's a beautiful, beautiful work and beautiful composition by John Coltrane, featuring Jimmy Garrison on bass, McCoy Tyner on piano, Elvin Jones on drums, a classic quartet of the early and mid-1960s. My name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to a special feature on producer Bob Teal as we featured some of the work that he did throughout the years. The rest of the show, we're going to be featuring some music from Jim Snedero's sextet, as well as music from Walter Bishop. And my apologies before, when we started off that composition from A Love Supreme, I inadvertently pressed the wrong button. So here we go with Jim Snedero's sextet and a song called San Juan. Music from the Jim Snedero Sextet, and that was a song entitled San Juan, a song that was written by Jim Snedero, and it features Jim on alto sax, Tim Haggins on trumpet, Kevin Hayes on piano, Steve Nelson on vibes, Dennis Irwin on bass, and one of the greats on drums, Billy Hart. And that recording was made for the Red Records label out of Italy. We're going to continue with more music now. This is the Walter Bishop Jr. Trio. Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Reggie Johnson on bass, and Doug Sides is on drums. And this song is a song written by Walter Bishop. It's called Midnight Blue. was music from the Victor Lewis Quintet, beautiful drummer. Victor Lewis featured on that composition, and the name of that track that we just listened to is called Hey, It's Me You're Talking To. And before that, we heard the Walter Bishop Jr. Trio with Midnight Blue. We're going to close out this afternoon's edition of In Transition with Luis Agudo's quintet and a song entitled Donna Fia. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Coming up next, we have some fine German music until 5 p.m. with Patricia. Bye for now.